Welcome to Hashtag WrestlePals, your weekly dose of .. stupid. And I know it hasn't quite been weekly. As a matter of fact, I think this is the first episode of December. But it's also the last episode of December. It's also the last episode of 2021. And I think I'm going to finish retooling the program next year to how I want to do at least these episodes going forward, so I can stay back on a weekly. Because you guys know, man, I don't want to quote-unquote report. I don't want to do results. That's not fun for me. So I need to figure out a way that it can be fun for me to be able to continue doing the program on a weekly basis. In the meantime, this Sunday, the 2nd, we are recording the Road to WrestleMania 8 and the Road to WrestleMania 9. So be on the lookout for those. Those will be out. 8 will probably be out next week. 9 will probably be the week after. We have some catching up to do, which means the live stream for 10 is right around the corner too, which means get your ass on the hashtag wrestle party tier on patreon.com/ohhijustin. That's how you can watch WrestleMania 10 with us. It'll be fun, and we'll do it live. It'll be good times, and you'll be able to chat with us and watch WrestleMania 10. Like I said, it'll be fun. Also on the rise, or on the rise, on the way next year, because we're ticking away to January, and the lay WCW, the hashtag WrestlePals lay WCW to rest is pretty much right around the corner too. Like, we'll be recording the first one within the next couple of weeks. So it's the end of the year, and 2021 did not start out great for me as a wrestling fan. I fear that 2022 might bring more of the same. So let's talk about the positives first. Fans came back, and it definitely reinvigorated my appreciation for wrestling again. It was hard watching without fans. And not that it's necessarily easier, but it is definitely better watching with fans now. So I do appreciate fans coming back, because it adds a whole new dimension to the, or it adds a dimension to the product. So other positives, Liv finally getting a push. She has been embroiled in this feud with Becky Lynch for a couple months now, and I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed the hell out of it. Seeing her get her time and, you know, basically getting her beak wet. I said this before. I hope at day one, a la Chris Jericho against Triple H, she wins and Becky throws some sort of tantrum, and tomorrow or Monday night on Raw, they take it away from her on some sort of bullshit technicality. Because that means continuation of the story. And then Liv has TV going forward, earning her way into the Rumble, hopefully winning the Rumble, and then the program going forward is her and Becky. That gives us a chance to get Bianca and Becky at the Rumble without Bianca having to win. And it gives us another person who can elevate into, not only into the title picture, but like a fixture. In the picture. Eek, my word choices were terrible there. But, you know, that's just, I think that would be fun. We haven't seen something like that in a really long time. And people are ready to cheer for Liv. They're cheering for her. They'll cheer loudly if she's completely robbed, as opposed to losing, like just flat out losing. That's not going to garner any sympathy at this point, because she's already lost and been cheated the one time, like the direct cheat. Now let her get robbed. I'm into it. I like it. I know. It's because her. I love her. So other positives, Seth frickin' Rollins and Edge. Good Lord. Edge at this point in his career, he shouldn't necessarily be mailing it in. But he could. The fact that he's basically, you know, I don't even want to say on borrowed time. It's just, this is all gravy for him. Like, this is just something he never thought he was going to get back. And he could just be doing, you know, the part-timer thing, like just show up every now and again and whatever. But there's been times where he was match of the night. And like the fact that this is very reminiscent of when HBK came back, like some of the best matches of his career. Watching him with Ed or with Rollins, those three matches, just outstanding. So we got Edge back in action. We also got Christian back in action over at AEW. I haven't seen any of his AEW stuff, as you guys know. But that is something in 2022 I hope that I hope that I can start enjoying wrestling more, to the point that I want more of it in my life. And, you know, some people say, well, if you're not enjoying WWE that much, why are you watching it? I enjoy it enough to watch it. Simple as that. The ways I would have to go through to be able to watch AEW, I'm just not willing to do. I don't have cable. And half the time, Wednesdays at 8 o'clock, I'm just not around my computer. So, Mondays are easy for me to do because I can do busy work while I'm quote unquote watching Raw. And Fridays are pretty much the only appointment wrestling I watch right now. And it's been like that for a good couple months. So I would like to hopefully grow my love again, get back into New Japan, because I miss New Japan for sure. I miss NWA big time. And, I would like to start spreading my wings again, but I have to be on that wrestling high again. And for all the things that I love, that, you know, or I should say for all the characters, the wrestlers that I love on WWE television, none of it is enough to make me go, yes, I need more wrestling. I need this, this, and this. So, you know, it's a me problem. It honestly has nothing to do with WWE either. It's a me thing. So we'll see how that goes in the new year. Just depends if things start getting shut down again and fans go away. Like, it could be the death knell of wrestling for me. And maybe then this is, you know, just we're talking about stuff from the past type of a program, which is, you know, I don't know, whatever, man, that's fine. Other positives from the year: the return of CM Punk. Again, I don't watch AEW. I haven't seen but bits and pieces of some matches and some promos and such. But I don't care, man. Like, that's big news. He came back finally. He came back to the world of wrestling, and huge hoopla. And it seems to have simmered down some, but like, he's back, and that's fucking word. The fact that AEW exists for him to be able to come back to, so he didn't have to go to WWE, because clearly that's what took so long. The fact that his biggest option would have been WWE, and he just didn't want to do business with them. So the fact that AEW exists for him to come back to and be able to come back happy, that's fucking amazing. The fact that Bryan Danielson jumped, he didn't jump ship, his contract ended, and then he signed with AEW. A lot of huge signings over at AEW this year. A lot of names that I thought would have been the ones that finally got me, and none of them have been able to do it. Which just kind of goes to my general malaise for wrestling in general. So, NXT 2.0 I'm going to put in on my positives of the year. Because, it again, I've talked about this before, it takes me back to how NXT started. Like, that post game show version of it, when it first, like, I had to dig it up, and they, like, all the guys came from FCW, and, you know, Bray Wyatt first appeared, and Big E and Bo Dallas, and like, it's very reminiscent of that. It's brighter, and it needs to be, because, you know, it's preparing them for Raw and SmackDown. And, you know, this ties with that, the very big negative of the year. WWE is the negative. for all the positive things they've done. Big E winning the championship finally, winning Money in the Bank, Nikki A.S.H. winning Money in the Bank and winning the championship. Like those things are major. Like those are big, big, big pluses, positives. But the negative is all the releases. There's no way to sugarcoat that. And I think though, you look at a lot of those names and their independents, people that they were just snagging up to keep away from other companies. And, you know, we can talk all day about, you know, Big Whiffs, Karrion Kross, Big Whiffs, Keith Lee. Like, I don't disagree, but I also know that they didn't work a WWE style, and they aren't what they want going forward. You look at what's still there, and you can clearly see what NXT started as is what it's become again, a place to create new talent to feed to Raw and SmackDown. And that just leaves the independent guys out. And I mean, look, like the reality is the place for the independents now is AEW. NXT, that is the downfall of AEW showing up, is AEW is what NXT used to be for us. It used to be that place to go get that exciting action, that great wrestling. And look, there are still great matches, don't get me wrong, but a lot of these characters I'm still just learning to love, and we'll get into that in just a minute. But if optics are everything, right? If you look at it from here, it looks like Vince saw NXT lose to AEW and decided, okay, well, we're not doing that. And how couldn't they? You know, you guys are basically putting on the same show. You know, it's different because different characters, different matches, but essentially the same styles, and one is more free than the other. So they're for the same audience is what I'm getting at. They were for the same audience, and Vince doesn't want that. He wants a bigger audience, especially he moved them onto USA. He needs a bigger audience. Has the way he's done it generated that yet? No. Will it? Maybe. You know, that's time will tell on that. But there's potential. Like a guy like Grayson Waller, he has all the tools. I'd like to see him deliver like a good couple of just holy shit matches, but the character is correct. His look is correct. His charisma is out of sight. And I mean, you know, it's on the rise. Guys like Odyssey Jones, these are people who just need minor tweaks. Like Joe Gacy gets a minor tweak to his character and look at him. I love what he's doing. In Cora Jade, another person who I think on her next tweak is going to be something major. But right now, like that first tweak put her on another level. Like she belongs there and she's doing good stuff, and she just needs that next tweak to make her bigger, you know, a bigger presence. So I don't know. I like NXT 2.0 a lot. The downfall again being the releases, like all those releases, all those names gone. It stinks. And Toni Storm being the most recent, if reports are to be believed, they're painting it as she was released, but she quit. And there's no way to know for sure until somebody says what actually happened. So all we can go by is what other people are reporting. To be honest, I would believe either way. Like either she asked for her release and they granted it with all the budget cut releases, like it would make sense. or she quit, up and quit, would also make sense. But we'll see. Whatever happened with that. So, like I said, none of these things are what have soured me. It's just these things are like those things that are like right there because I'm just not excited about wrestling right now. And it has nothing to do with wrestling. It has everything to do with everything else in my life. I go through, this is like at least the third or fourth time in my life where I've hit that wall with wrestling. And it might be time for a break. But we'll see. Like, things that reinvigorate me are things like doing the Road to WrestleMania. Like, that's a lot of fun for me, having those conversations. Late WCW to Rest is going to be a blast. I can't wait to start that up. And, you know, I think I have an idea of how I want to do the show going forward. Which brings me to, hopefully, I will be bringing the program to legionofstupid.com. It really is like a 20-minute process, maybe an hour process, to do so. I just need to set a time to do so. And with that, probably means some writing might be coming back into play. Because I think going forward, you know, other than a situation like this where it's the end of the year or after a big pay-per-view, I don't think I want to do the show like I've been doing it. Or I know I don't want to. It's not fun. Talking into a microphone by myself is not fun. So I have ideas and maybe we'll get to them. But in the meantime, I think patreon.com/ohydrus is a great place for you to support the program if you'd like to. Get in on that hashtag WrestleParty tier, and that gets you access to the channel where we will be live broadcasting WrestleMania 10 in a couple weeks. Be on the lookout for that date. We'll announce it somewhere. What else? We're a pod. Rate, comment, you know, all that stuff. Whatever, man. You know, if you want to do that, tell somebody you like the show. Thumbs up. And then that's it, right? So, goddamn hashtag WrestlePals.